This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore!
Welcome, welcome to another AfterBuzz edition of Jersey Shore. And in true fashion, we have DJ Jesse Jandy in the booth, and I believe Mari the Scoop Fagel on the line, correct?
I am here, and I love that you're playing Mr. Saxo Beat right now.
There you go. And unfortunately, K-Wow, Kevin K-Wow Undergaro is missing this week again. He is actually going to the Kim Kardashian wedding, so that is why he is not here. So in his place, I am here, Phil the Thrill Svitek. So Mari, I know we haven't really been consistent with this show. We're trying. We're desperately. Too many things get thrown at us. But nonetheless, I know you want to talk about this episode, and I've actually never heard that from you, where you've gotten so excited. So why this episode?
Well, I just think when the season first started, and a lot of my friends, I was talking to them, they were disappointed. They thought, okay, Jersey Shore in Italy, not living up to the hype. It seemed to them a little scripted, a little bit boring, like too many of the storylines, the first two episodes, just kind of centered around them not knowing Italian and getting lost and like not sticking to the true Jersey Shore partying and fighting and all of that. So mm-hmm. I actually thought last night's episode was getting back to the roots of Jersey Shore. And
well,
when
Pauly D,
I was watching...
I was going to say, Pauly D, you know, even said it. This felt like the first night back in Jersey.
Exactly. And, like, you know, the fight, Sammy and Ronnie getting back together, even though I don't love that, but, you know, the fight between Smithy and Situation and those two crazy blonde girls from Florida. I mean, it felt like the Jersey Shore. I think that they finally found their footing. The first two episodes were boring, but this episode they finally found their footing.
Fair enough. Jess, you feel the same way before we get into a full discussion?
Absolutely. I think, I mean, obviously, you know, at the beginning, they're in Italy. It's a new place for them. It's a new place for us. We, you know, we can't expect them to just go in there and just be Jersey Shore all, you know, across the world. They're going to be tourists to a certain extent. They're going to be cautious about what they do. I mean, we saw how they reacted with the police. You know, they don't really know the lay of the land, as they say. And I'm not going to lie. I'm not. Oh, I really kind of like Ronnie and Sammy back together.
Oh,
all right.
I know.
Well,
yes,
do you guys
want
to talk about that first then? I mean, yep, it's you know, I might as well on these rundown sheets just put Sammy and Ronnie always, you know, as a subject.
Okay. I have one thing to say about Sammy and Ronnie, and the one proof that shows that Ronnie sucks when he's with Sammy. Ronnie was the only actually interesting person to watch in these first couple episodes, because Ronnie was going crazy, getting drunk, so hysterical, dancing, hitting on girls, so much fun. And then the second he gets back with Ronnie, I mean, I know Pauly D and Vinny, who are like my two favorite comedians on the show, were joking that, like, oh, they're at a funeral now and they're both wearing black. I mean, his personality changes so much, and for the worse. Ronnie, I like when he's single. He's fun, he's funny, he's cool. And what if he do the first second that he's back with Sammy? He rats out situation and what he told them. And it was, like, so weird. Like, immediately, just changed character.
No. Yeah.
Let's, before we talk about that, he's a little bit changed, though, in the regard where he said, you know, again, Sammy tried to go on him at the club again, and he said, no, I promise, let's do this tomorrow when we're both sober. And
yeah, and then after they were both sober, they decided to get back together, and now that they're back together, I hate it.
I see. Well, what do we think of the Ronnie and Snooki kind of partnership? I mean, she's the one who's really kind of egging him on.
Well, they've always
you
had
like
that.
Egging him on to get back together with Sammy?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, I saw like Snooki in her taping. She was saying, oh, I hope they get back together, like Jersey Shore isn't Jersey Shore without Ronnie and Sammy. But it is. He's so much better without her. And like, she's just nagging all the time. And I just like Ronnie when he's single. There's a reason why they're called MVP, and there's no R in there. You want to know why there's no R in there? It's because he's always with Sammy, and he's boring when he's with her. Make it MVPR and ditch Sammy.
I see. I agree. Well, what else kind of happened? I mean, they got back together, and that was pretty much it, apart from the fact that now they're finally happy that there's other drama in the house besides theirs. Correct?
I mean, I know, correct. But it'll be soon enough once their drama comes to head.
I don't know.
Do you guys know? Is his house guest, is Hannah, still slated to come in a couple weeks?
Well, I bet she is. I don't know. I feel like I think she is, but at the same time, it's going to fall through, much like in season two, where they were down in Miami and he got his little girl. And, remember that he was trying to piss off Sammy by literally screaming into the phone. Or not screaming, but just being very loud. Yeah, and when you come down, we'll have whipped cream and we'll get naked and we'll eat each other off. Like, you know what I mean? So, and that fell through. So I think it's a pattern with him. If he can't get Sammy, then he'll make sure she knows that he can get someone else. And then she comes back
to him.
Because
right now they're back on track and they're good. So I'm just trying to figure out if Hannah's still coming.
We'll find out. We should have a Hannah update status lower third. I think that'd be fun. Jess, your thoughts? Is Hannah coming?
I really don't care about Hannah.
I think Hannah would be amazing to come, because then she'd F up the whole relationship.
No. Here's what I want for Jersey Shore with these guys. I want, and I believe, I do have faith in this, because I do think, watching their reactions of them coming back into this house, the only time Sam really got upset, because remember, Sam used to have that little prissy attitude, and she still has it a little bit, but like she said, she can't help it. She's in love with this guy. So obviously there's going to be feelings, there's going to be tension, but both of them did a really good job of going into this house and kind of being withdrawn from each other. The only time she really got upset was when he was in her face saying, four bitches. And, you know, you even saw J-Wall like, oh my God, here we go. And all Sam did was, you fucked up, and walked away. You know, so I think them being back together, I'm hoping that there's going to be a little growth in their relationship. Obviously, we're going to get some sort of stupid drama, and I think it's going to be good until the Hannah situation. But then even with that...
No, I don't like all their drama. I hate the Sammy and Ronnie fighting. And if they were not on a reality show and not forced to live in the same house over and over again, they would be broken up a long, long time ago. They would not be back together and not be getting back together constantly. The only reason they keep getting back together is because they keep being put in the same house together.
See, I feel different. I feel differently. I feel
Well, let's keep that going right up until marriage.
And I also personally think, I hate to say this, but Sammy's sweetheart isn't looking too great this season. And so I think Ronnie could do better. I mean, last season I thought she was the hottest in the house. This season I think it's definitely JWoww. She's thinner. She's done some sort of plastic surgery. And JWoww's looking great. Susie's even looking a lot better. But Sammy, just like her hair's darker, she's bigger, her boobs are bigger, but she's not looking that great. And so I just think that Ronnie could do better, and I like his personality so much more.
There's so
single.
Much Italian ass out there. What are we doing?
I know. What is he doing with her?
I think Ronnie looks a lot better this season. I think he actually looks the best in the whole house right now. However, I don't like him when he's... Not when he's single, but I just think it's too much. I would not want a whole season of them having to take care of this drunk, belligerent...
Oh, they would get in fights with Italian guys.
So
that'd be amazing.
More fun and funny. He's so much more fun and funny. Like, a prime example of him being such a boring, dramatic downer when he's with Sammy is the fact that he immediately ratted out situation. Like, the entire time he was single, his lips were sealed.
No.
And then all of a sudden, he's with Sammy.
But what does Sammy have to do with that, though?
Because his personality changes. His personality changes when he's with her. Like, it's just his personality totally changes. He becomes more of like a girl. Like, I don't know.
I just really don't like him
when he's with her. Why then would he keep situations secret all this time?
Well, because they were talking about...
And then they get back together, he said something.
At that moment, they were talking about situation and how he was like... JWoww was talking about how he was trying to pressure and, you know, push on to Snooki. But a question for you, when you say, you know, when they're in a relationship, he's much more withdrawn. I don't know if we're going to get the same Jersey Shore cast, because when they're in the club, did you see the scene where it was like, you know, Snooki's saying, I'm dating someone now, so I have to be more reserved. I party differently. And it was JWoww, Sammy, and Snooki. And the three girls are just standing against a wall quietly, like, while Dean is out, like, D-Town banging whoever on the dance floor. And the other three boys are out there. But the three girls were just sitting back quietly, like, we have men back home. I don't know how they're going to do this with Snooki in a relationship.
Snooki,
I mean, let's take bets. Do you think the relationship will last the entire season?
Well,
they're getting married, according to reports.
Yeah, I know they're still together now, so.
I mean, I don't know. JWoww's always had a boyfriend all the seasons, so she's not going to change. Sammy's always been with Ronnie, so that's not going to change. The only thing that changes is Snooki, but now we have Dina, who's like sitting there having lesbianic experiences.
Oh,
all
right, before we get to, obviously, the Ronnie thing leads into the situation thing, but I want to talk about twinning, the name of this episode.
I just wonder what those girls think right now. Are they not so embarrassed?
Oh, my gosh.
Poor mother. These two blonde, dumb American girls who are probably studying abroad in Florence, like, are just hoeing it up.
One was a virgin. Was.
Okay. One was not. I mean, do you know twins?
I mean, I've just never seen twins like that. I mean...
So you do know twins.
They have to be embarrassed right now.
I mean, what the... First off, like, they are so channeling Danielle the stalker. Like, Mari, what makes a woman become a stalker like that?
Mari, do you know?
It's embarrassing, too, to be called a stalker. It's when she keeps coming back for more. And it's just embarrassing that Mike, the situation only calls her at the end of the night when everything else has gone through. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I'll come over in 20 minutes. And then they're stalkers when they show up out of nowhere and they're like there. And it's like, oh, my God. Like, stalker is probably the worst, most embarrassing thing to be called as a girl.
Well, let's start with this. So Ronnie sets up a prank. What do we think of this prank? Is this?
It was awesome.
It was awesome, but at the same time, it was like, okay, so he gave the guy two girls to work with.
Yeah, that's but not they're stalkers. That was the whole thing about it. Because they're clingers, stage five clingers. So once he bangs them, then they're gonna just even be way more stalkerish than they were the first time.
Yeah, but in my mind. They're not dangerous like Danielle the stalker was.
We don't know what these girls are capable of.
We don't, but it's a fun scary to me. Like, this is the type of fun scary that you kind of want. You got twins, you got a potential for a threesome, and they're not, like, stopping you from having a good time. In fact, they just want to have a good time with you, and they'll go out to the clubs and party with you. Unlike Danielle the real stalker, she was just a straight-up biatch.
Danielle was ugly, and I think the twins are hot.
There you go. What's up?
They're pretty. All right, I want to give you guys a little, I guess we'll call it gossip. It's more towards the rumor side. But rumor has it that the Jersey Shore kids are, I want to use the correct term, most of the kids are tripping in on ecstasy most of the time we watch them. And as they say,
don't tell me that.
Rolling.
I don't think that's true.
Now,
that's not true.
The key people were Sammy, Situation, Ronnie, and the only one out of that I don't believe is Ronnie because I think he just gets so trashed drunk. And Vinny. Those are the four that were said to be doing this.
I don't think that's true.
With Sammy, I don't know. But the only other reason why I'm saying this is just because this blonde girl who is bouncing from, I don't know, but I mean, for me, alcohol doesn't really make you that outlandish, do you think? Because she was having perfect speech. She was having conversation with Dina.
Oh, yeah, the conversation of the tongue.
Well, yeah.
I know. I think it was the allure of, like, Jersey Shore and the reality show.
Mm-hmm.
What about
Mari,
the
is this typical behavior? Like, I mean, we've...
No, no.
Would your sister and Chelsea...
By the way,
Mari has a sister, and last season we had Chelsea Canal on with us, who's a host reporter, who knows actually Mari and then knows her sister. Would Chelsea and your sister just start making out?
Never.
I bet you have some home videos of that.
No, never. That's why I was shocked that these two girls were doing that. I was just thinking they're going to be so
But isn't there an inner female hormone that just kicks in? You're like, I just straight up want to make out with this hot girl right now.
I want to lose my virginity on TV.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, how old were these girls?
There's a difference between, like her making out with Dina on the dance floor. Like, fine. But to then, like, go back with her and get in her bedroom, even Dina was freaked out. Even Dina was like, okay, this is too much for me. She can go get back in Vinny's bed.
You just want to experiment, don't you? I mean, isn't that in girl instinct? You just gotta feel it out.
That went too far. There's a difference between, like, making out on the dance floor and then taking it to the bedroom. And maybe that girl was on something, because to go from Dina's bed to Vinny's bed, back to Dina's bed, back to Vinny's bed, like, that's probably the sluttiest thing I've
ever
seen.
She just wanted to get it in, one way or another.
But that makes me think so much differently of them in the house. Like, you guys really just don't care. Like, not at all do you ever think, like, wow, this girl really bounced from the Situation to Dina to now me, back to Dina, and back to me.
That's awesome.
No,
hey,
that,
there you go.
That has, like, STD written all over it.
She was a virgin.
That was
you had the perfect opportunity.
That was the virgin? I mean, I don't know, but was that the virgin?
That was the virgin.
I mean, I gotta say,
that's why the show's so shocked.
No, but I got okay. Well, in that case, if you're a virgin and you're on the Jersey Shore, you better get it in with as many of the cast as you can to say, "Hey, I lost my virginity with the Jersey Shore." I guess, right?
That's embarrassing. That
and if you're gonna sleep with anyone, hey, you know what? Might as well be Vinny because he's out of all of them, he's the one who probably doesn't have an STD.
I agree with that.
There you go. Oh, so there you go.
New Vinny's kind of douche-ish, though.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean...
Can I give my little spiel, though, about the situation, though? Because I brought this up last season, but I'm not more convinced of... Like, I'm so convinced of it this season that the situation is gay. I think he's 100% gay. I've never seen a clear-cut example of someone overcompensating for the fact that they're gay by hooking up with girls. And I said it last season because I thought it last season, but I wasn't sure. But he's so overcompensating this season. And when he immediately started hitting on Snooki and talking about wanting to hook up with Snooki, I thought, this is such a clear-cut example of him overcompensating for the fact that he is actually gay. Like, I'm sure of it. I don't know if he knows it yet, but I definitely know it. So clear-cut.
I would love to see your letter to the situation. Dear situation, you're gay. Not as an adjective, but literally.
Back me up on this one. Do you think that?
I mean,
do you see what I'm saying?
Last season, I agreed with you on... I could believe it if it was true. The thing that gets me with it is two things. He's either like, because I just want to know his real age. And
he's 30.
No, yeah, there you go.
I think he's older than 30. Those are some pretty deep pock marks for a 30-year-old.
Yeah, he could be older than that.
It's all that drinking. You don't just drinking makes you age. Why do you think like, okay, yeah, the hot girl's at 22, and if they continue on and like, look at Lindsay Lohan.
Wait,
she looks like an 80-year-old woman.
Wait, but he's younger than Pauly D? Because Pauly D's like 32.
Yeah, but Pauly D is not out drinking as heavily as Situation.
Pauly D's 32?
Yeah, the Situation is
creepier. I can't believe they're that old.
Yes, the Situation. I would not. I believe the Situation's like 36. I really believe he's like that age. But the thing is, this season, and we even saw it last season. Remember last season when, you know, he got mad at everybody, so he went out the house because they left without him because he was taking too long, and he went to that restaurant, bought all this food, sat down and had a conversation with himself. That's what this whole season reminds me of. Every time he's on the camera, I feel like he's acting. So in that case, I can see maybe he's acting to try and portray this masculine character, or is he just doing it to get a rise out of people. So in that case, I don't know with the whole gay thing.
The thing is, I used to think that he did things to get a rise out of people, but now I think he does it to overcompensate and to try to mask the fact that he's gay.
Because,
like, you know what?
Why would he set it up with Ronnie like that? That's what I didn't understand. They're the furthest from close in the house.
Yeah, but their room, I don't know. I know
he
probably did set up with Ronnie.
He probably knew Ronnie would say something. And what happened? Ronnie said something. And now there's the whole did they or didn't they between Snooki and Situation, which masks even farther the fact that he's gay.
Right. No, I totally, yeah.
You know what, Mari? How about this? If I was on the Jersey Shore and you know what? I realized, okay, I should maybe kind of play this macho character. And as a result of that, I should probably sleep with more women. Then you know what? It's not a bad scenario for any guy.
Oh, maybe he'll come straight out of this.
Yeah, there you go. But I'm saying,
I don't think he knows it. I think it's deep down, but I think that's definitely what he's doing. There's a difference between the way that Pauly D, Vinny, and Ronnie hook up with girls and the way the Situation does.
When has Ronnie hooked up with a girl? Never.
Fine. Pauly D and Situation. There's a difference between the way they hook up with girls.
Agreed.
Yeah, and they... Oh, all right. Whatever. All right. So, does he not love Snooki then?
I mean, obviously, I don't think it happened because I think the Situation is gay, but do you think that Situation and Snooki hooked up?
No.
2 months ago or 2 months before filming?
I think they might have made out to the fullest extent. Maybe he rubbed the
We do know Snooki is known to get sloppy.
Yeah, but maybe he took advantage of her to say it. But I don't think she intends... I do not think the two of them are like, we're superstars. Like, let's hook up. The situation, Snooki, like, that's disgusting.
So, but you think while she was with Gianni, she at least made out with situation?
I'm not saying that she purposely did it, but I could see her, exactly like you said, Phil, sloppily, one drunk night, being like, I fucking love you. And he's like, I love you too. And
Angelina hooked up with Vinny, the guy she hated. Okay? There you go. J-Wow, while she had a boyfriend first season, hooked up with...
Isn't she pregnant?
Wait,
no, she had an
abortion. Yeah.
You want to hear my theory on this?
Go ahead.
What is your theory?
Thanks for not listening to all the other episodes, but Angelina, she had a miscarriage, correct? And so my theory is that, she really wanted just an abortion, and because she wasn't going to have the kid, because it's a she was having the kid with someone who was not going to support her, and a guy she was just hooking up with. And so rather than just have an abortion, this was an opportunity to get some spotlight by saying, I had a miscarriage.
Oy, that is really sad. That's really sad. I wish I had an ass. That's so sad.
Why? Sad that I think that or sad that I believe that?
No, it's sad that she claimed she had a miscarriage to get press, but actually had an abortion.
And it's even sadder that I definitely could see that being true.
I mean, that's, again, no one else has said this. This is an AfterBuzz TV. In fact, this is a Phil exclusive, but, I mean, I don't think it's too far from the truth.
Neither do I.
The only question is, how did she get the abortion? Did she use the Keystone method where she and her...
Phil.
All
right.
I don't want to talk any further
all
about
right.
that.
Next,
so
who
do
we have next?
Snooki and Situation. So does the Situation love Snooki?
No. No, as a friend.
Okay, this is my theory on Situation and Snooki. I didn't actually think they hooked up due to the fact that I think the Situation is gay. But the only reason why I think something actually happened is because did you notice when J-Wow first came out to tell Snooki about it, she said... they know everything. And she goes, everything? And she was like, yeah, everything. They know all the details. So the way that J-Wow framed it, it made it sound like J-Wow and Snooki already knew that, like, something had gone down between Situation and Snooki.
J-Wow's the key.
You know what I mean?
We gotta interrogate J-Wow.
I totally agree with you, Mari. When I heard that, even just seeing... you can tell the truth by somebody's reaction. And... the thing about, like, trying to read these people on camera is that they're on camera, so they could be giving a reaction because it's awkward in front of the camera, or, you know, there are other elements to it. But the things Snooki said were like, what? Oh! Like, just her whole reaction to it was different than when she's gotten mad in the past. It was like she was acting how she used to get upset. I don't know if you noticed that or felt that her reaction to what J-Wow was saying, even what her reaction to what the Situation was saying. But then at the same time, the Situation said, what? Who told you that? Where is this even coming from? You know what I mean? So it was just so back and forth with both of them, the way that they were acting. And then all of a sudden, the Situation was like, oh, you know what? Screw it. And... started saying, you know we did it, you know we did it. And it's almost in that little kid's, like, liar thing, like, well, hey, we're both not going to admit it, so just keep blaming the other one. So, I don't know, because Snooki didn't seem too... that's a big accusation to make, especially with the Situation, and in her head, she should know what that could lead to. I think she should have been a little madder than that. But who knows if they had
to. Mad, I thought.
Really?
But...
no, not the tip.
You didn't think it was genuine, Phil?
No, I think they definitely hooked up. Any girl that says, I didn't hook up, I'm done believing that crap. Every girl, Mari, I'm sorry. You're the only girl in the world that would not cheat on her boyfriend.
That is true.
There you go. I'm just saying. You mix it, and Snooki said it. I mean, how many times have we seen her on camera? Hey, I have a boyfriend, but you give me a little whatever, and I get crazy.
I believed her. I believed her reaction. I thought her reaction was genuine. The only thing that gave it away was the conversation with J-Wow beforehand.
So there you go.
Yeah. JWoww boomer.
Well, not even that, but when a JWoww, see, when JWoww said it to Snooki, I feel like JWoww was saying it to see if Snooki was going to lie to her. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like JWoww.
No, I thought JWoww and Snooki are way too close. They know everything. JWoww said it like, oh, you know, this thing you told me, well, now they all know.
Yeah, but that, I don't know. There's some things like hooking up with, I don't know, the situation. I wouldn't want to tell
anybody that. JWoww and Snooki are so close, they know each other's
and whole. Even Snooki put her I Love Vinny, you know, panties in her in her bag as she was packing while Gianni turned the other cheek, you know? So, who
well,
knows?
Well, I'm still holding out hope for Vinny and Snooki one day. They're still, while I hate Ronnie and Sammy, I think the one love story that I hope comes out of Jersey Shore is Vinny and Snooki.
Mm-mm. That's awkward.
You know who is...
I think so.
All right. Well, who knows? I think now that Vinny's got a beard, I think he's parting ways for now. I don't know. But
well, my question is also, some of my friends had, or, and I read some things complaining that they felt that this season was more scripted. Do you think it's scripted? Because almost, you know, I host a lot of reality shows for AfterBuzz, and almost all of them are scripted. I mean, Kardashians, Real Housewives, incredibly scripted. But I think Jersey Shore is one of the few that is kind of like the producers are like, okay, let's put them together and see what happens. And my boyfriend, even when we were watching, you know, the crazy twinning and twins, he was like, this has got to be scripted. And I was like, you know what? I don't think it's scripted, because what college girl would like willingly do that? You know, like, I think that that was genuine. So I don't think any of it's scripted.
Mari, have you seen Girls Gone Wild lately?
What? Have you ever seen...
I don't know. I just didn't think it was scripted.
Have you ever seen How High? The movie How High?
No. But I thought the fact that she was so drunk and her butt was showing and, like, everything and she was falling over, that's what made me think she was.
Here's the thing. I don't disagree with you. I think... My point is that I think girls would do that, for a scripted
Agreed.
Thing, but I also think that it's not as scripted as we think it is. I think these guys, they'll give you a lot to work with. You don't really have to throw much in the fire. I think
yeah.
I think Sally's kind of responsible. She's kind of their mother hen, and so when they sit down and talk with her during these long days, she may, you know, if I was in the same vein, like if you were telling me, Mari, yeah, my boyfriend, you know, he's just being really mean as of late. Then you know what? If I was the producer, yeah, I'm your friend and all that. But, you know, for the better of the show, I'd be like, yeah, you know what? You should really tell him he's being a dick. Because I know that would do something and that would cause drama, right?
Well, yeah.
So I think it's in that regard, but I don't think it's as scripted as the rest of quote reality TV.
I mean, I think on a 1 to 10, Kardashians being 10, the most scripted, I think Jersey Shore is like a 2.
Oh, whoa. I would say this season more than that. I want, like, Mario.
Really? See, I don't see it. That's my question. Well, I don't see it. Where do you think it's being scripted?
So I want to, all right. So, Mario, we've hosted The Real World together, right? And you've watched
yes.
many years of The Real World. So.
Yes.
I wish you joined me on the challenge this year, because I started looking at this whole thing differently and going back and forth talking to Leroy and kind of understanding the reality TV mind. I think in this sense, I would say Jersey Shore maybe more scripted in the sense of like giving it a 4, not a 2. I would say The Real World is a 2. In the sense of...
So tell me, though, examples of what's scripted, you think?
I mean, when you look at this, I think the situation telling Ronnie that, I think that's scripted. Sometimes I think some of the things that Sammy and Ronnie get in arguments about, scripted. This fight...
No,
really?
But there's no way... I mean, you can't have... Honest to God, that is domestic abuse. You can't necessarily... You can't script that. The fact that he gets so angry, and we're going to see this. I mean, I guess, again, they just take... If there is a script, they take it to a whole new level.
Well, the point... like, so what
see,
I'm saying is...
I don't think anything with Ronnie and Sammy is scripted.
What I'm saying with this is when we watch The Real World, you know, these kids are going into this, they're new, we actually see the awkwardness of the reality. Now, as I've watched it more and more when they bring them on the challenges and back, I watch people like Wes Kenny. Their personalities are so different than when they first started. And it's because they're fighting to be on this challenge and to make it to the next challenge. And the only way they can make it to the next challenge, the only way they can make it to a new season is if they're entertaining. And so they know what's going to get a rise out of people. And we've heard in the past, I don't know if it was Kevin or whatnot, but the situation in Sally, the situation looks to Sally as a huge mentor as far as ideas of things to be entertaining.
There's a difference between turning on your ridiculousness for the cameras and hamming it up to the cameras and actually being told by producers, you should say this or get in a fight about this or do this.
But what's the difference if they know that that's what the producers want? How is that reality? Because that's not really what you would do.
I think it is what they would do, but it's just like on a more crazier level. I don't know. I think Jersey Shore is pretty close to reality compared to the other ones.
Well, I mean, I'm definitely with you compared to the Kardashians.
Anyway, all right. So back to the situation in Snooki. What? Obviously, now this turns into another thing where she's got to tell Gianni. And I mean, I don't understand the big deal here. Okay, so you got to call up your boyfriend and say, "Hey, Mike has been saying I cheated on you, but hey, honey, I really didn't." And you know what? If you really didn't, then why is it a big deal?
Well, because the whole point is giving him notice, so he's not sitting there right now watching the episode like, "What? You cheated on me?" Or you
but
know,
why is it a big deal?
Heads up, like, "Hey, this is what's going on."
But I don't understand why it's a big deal. I would just be, I would come at it like, "Hey, Gianni, I'm so mad at the situation. He's been spreading rumors that him and I hooked up and I cheated on you. God, can you believe him? That would so never happen. Blah, 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 blah."
Then he's going to lead into the conversation of what? Why is he doing that?
Because he wants camera time.
And Gianni is very, 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 very touchy and sensitive. And what was the last argument he got with her?
"You haven't called me in a day."
Because yeah. She didn't call enough.
"You went out last night. I stayed home." Like, okay.
Great. Good for you.
I'm on the Jersey Shore. So, I mean, as far as
I don't know. Maybe she brought it up that way because it really is true and she's trying to mask it.
I kind of think.
I think it's so true. I think she was DTF and he put it in and there you go. That's that.
Ew. Oh, my God. So many gross pictures in my head.
Anyway, any last thoughts before we head out to a commercial?
No, I said my piece about situation being gay. That's what I've been trying to say.
All right, Mari, until you write the situation, I don't want to hear it anymore. You and your theories. Anyway.
Okay, I'll send him a letter along with Abercrombie and Fitch. I'll send him a letter.
All right, okay. Well, speaking of Abercrombie and Fitch, we're going to have the news coming right up after this commercial.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
All right, Mari. You ready for some news?
I am ready. Are you giving it? I'm not the scoop this week.
Well, I got the scoop, and so this is kind of our Jersey Shore news and gossip music. And because of this music, we're remixing a little bit. There's so much news, as you know, every week about these kids. So I'm just going to kind of give a rundown. You ready for this?
I am ready.
All right. So Abercrombie and Fitch wants You want to explain this part? I'll explain the second part of the Abercrombie and Fitch debacle, but do you want to talk about what their problem is with Jersey Shore?
Basically, they don't want Jersey Shore and the people from Jersey Shore wearing their brand because they think it's bad for their brand, which I think is ridiculous.
There you go. And while Abercrombie and Fitch stock plummeted, Jersey Shore ratings went up. Last night, Jersey Shore was seen by 7.8 million viewers, which is up 5% from the week before that. How interesting, huh?
I know. I think it's a publicity stunt that Abercrombie & Fitch is doing that, because if they really wanted to stop Jersey Shore from wearing their brand, they would take legal action. They wouldn't just, like, send a letter and pay them money to tell them to stop wearing it. I think it's all a publicity stunt.
Yeah, well, their stock has plummeted.
Do they not realize who their market is? Like, it's not just the people from the Jersey Shore wearing Abercrombie & Fitch. I'll tell my story about the Britney Spears concert in Jersey in a second, but everyone in Jersey wears Abercrombie & Fitch.
Is that true?
Yes.
All right, cool. So what's your story, real quick?
No, you go through the news and gossip, and then I'll tell my story.
All right. Well, it's apparently official that Snooki will not compete this season on Dancing with the Stars.
No!
Oh, no.
This got reported 6 hours ago. I'm super bummed.
Me too.
I'm not surprised, though, because she said when Situation came on that, like, she would never do it and that all he can do is fist pump, and so I'm not surprised she's not actually doing it.
Well, yeah, I mean, out of all those guys, I think Situation's the best chance. Maybe Pauly D., but, yeah, Snooki, I don't think she had a shot.
Yeah.
All right, so Anne Hathaway sees Jersey Shore's Snooki as her twin.
Weird. Anne Hathaway's been pulling some weird stuff-ish lately.
What do you mean?
Yeah. I saw her do her little Wayne rap.
Her rap.
On, who was that on? Conan?
Conan.
Yeah, on Conan. Yeah. She just released, oh my god, I read on Perez Hilton. As her favorite, oh my god, I can't think of it right now, hold on, we'll come back to that. But yeah, she's been saying some weird diarrhea of the mouth type stuff lately.
Well, you know, I mean, she's been in the news a lot. She's filming a new movie. She just finished rap for the new Dark Knight Rises, the new Batman movie. And she actually said her thing is she never wanted to be a princess, she wanted to actually play Catwoman, and so her dream came true. And as far as Snooki and Anne Hathaway being twins,
Actually, have you ever seen the movie Havoc?
I have
with
not.
Anne Hathaway?
I have not.
Watch that movie, and yes, she could be Snooki's twin. She's the bad version of Snooki. That movie made Anne Hathaway, I can't look at her as a princess ever again.
Fair enough. Well, all right, Jesse, get ready for this one. You better pull this up real fast. Angelina of Jersey Shore releases another single. It's called I'm Hot.
Wait, the last one was called I'm Hot.
Yeah, that was the last single. This year's single is Gotta Go Out by Angelina. So if we can, let's pull that up. And I can't wait to hear how amazing this sounds. But yeah, apart from that, that's kind of what I got in terms of the rundown.
Okay,
I gotta hear this single. I gotta hear this song. Wow. Oi. Do we really buy that's her singing?
Do you hear how much auto-tune is on there?
I think it's Kate Ryan. For those of you familiar, look up Kate Ryan.
I gotta say, the Countess from the Real World, I mean, the Housewives that you do, Mari, sings better than that.
Yeah, she definitely sings better than that. That was insanely robotic, but the beat was actually good.
Yeah,
the
beat was good.
All right, well, speaking of Gotta Go Out, let's hear the story from Mari the Scoop Fagel.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago, I went to the Britney Spears concert, and she wasn't playing in New York City, so I had to go to the IZOD Center in Jersey, and...
Was Polly performing? Was that a Polly D show or no?
No, it was a Joe Jonas, Nicki Minaj show.
Oh, okay.
So I missed Polly D, but it was like I was sucked into the Jersey Shore. It was insane. People watching everywhere around me was Jersey girls. And thank God for it, because we were sitting in a seat that was near a railing. And so a bunch of people kept coming up to the railing to watch the show, and they were blocking our view. And so there was this Jersey girl next to us with a boot on, probably from partying so much that she fell. But she kept jumping down and pushing the girls out of the way, being like, get out of the fucking way, get out of the way. And then when girls started coming up and blocking our view again, she was throwing her beer on anyone who would come up to the railing, literally throwing her beer. And it's like, you know you're in Jersey when someone spills beer on you and throws beer at you, and you're like, oh, okay, I'll move now. Like, it was that crazy. But I was glad to have all these Jersey girls around me, because I didn't want them blocking my view, but I would have never said anything. And so these Jersey girls all did the business for me.
Interesting. Fair enough. All right, so that defines a Jersey girl.
Throwing beer. Actually, that
throwing
kinda...
beer. Throwing beer and telling girls to get out of your way.
Awesome.
There you go. All right.
Also, DJ Pauly D has a competition right now. You can go to his Twitter account, and he has a link on there in which you reply of why you want to go to the VMAs with Pauly D, and he'll take you. So, check
oh, that's fun.
I filled mine out this morning.
Pauly D is on a show, and I have a show about Pauly D. There you go. That's my explanation. What's up, Pauly? Let's do it. Anyway, all right, why don't we get into some predictions, because next week is the episode I'm looking forward to most all season.
Now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Mari, we get The Situation versus Ronnie. I'm so excited. We saw spit coming out of Situation's mouth, and he is fed up with this relationship. I feel his pain. I would do the same thing. He's finally standing up.
I mean, Situation and Ronnie never got along, so I'm not surprised that it's finally coming to a head.
Well, apparently, by the way, it's a prediction that was predicted by Kevin K. Wow Undergaro. However, taken in jest by the rest of the co-hosts, except for myself and apparently you. And Jess, were you in the Kevin K. Wow Undergaro camp and thinking that Ronnie and Sitch would get into it?
I really didn't. Back then, I wouldn't have had an opinion about that, so probably not.
Fair enough. So, Mari, I mean, what's up? I mean, this is going to be the last thing we see. There's no way we're going to get the full fight in the next episode, but are you excited?
I am excited, but you know what I'm not excited for is the first Ronnie-Sammy fight of the season. You saw him.
Like, oh, he was flipping.
Closeout. I'm annoyed already.
Oh, my God. I figured, like, here we go. 24 hours there in bliss, and all of a sudden, he's flipping her bags again.
Yeah.
Smashing things left and right. This is the Ron. Oh, my God. This is domestic
so I don't
abuse
know. Is he
101.
Is throwing her bag, or is he throwing Situation's bag?
Maybe they're making it look like there's going to be two fights, but I don't know. Can you guys really see the Situation fighting back, though?
No, here's the thing. He's
one.
I feel
done.
Like eventually you snap. Especially for a guy like Situation that kind of hangs by the sides and doesn't, you know, he instigates and things like that. But he's really more of a lover than a fighter. And eventually, it just gets to you where you get tired of the same old thing and you just snap.
So you think the Situation's going to snap on Ronnie?
Oh,
I feel like Ronnie is going to... I feel like they're going to argue back and forth. Situation's going to antagonize and Ronnie's going to get in his face, and Situation's not going to want to feel punked, going along with what you said, Mari. He doesn't trying to overcompensate.
No, there's no way. The rage in that guy, he's spitting. Because there's no way. He is genuinely pissed about the whole Sammy-Ronnie ordeal, and he's fed up, he's had it to here, and he's ready to do something about it.
Wait, you think that's what the fight's over? I feel like it's over... telling about Snooki.
Yeah, I
feel like it's
going to
be both into one.
Oh, yeah.
It's that melting pot of you told on me, I thought we were friends, and now whatever the hell's going to perspire with the Sammy and Ronnie thing. So it's a twofold.
I am very excited for this.
I'm very excited. What else do we see?
I'm ready for more drama and more fights because there hasn't been actually any physical fights yet. So I'm waiting for it.
I want them to fight with people from Italy.
Yeah, I mean, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Like, I want Paulie and Vinny to get into a fight with someone from Italy.
Oh, they'd probably fight Dina's boyfriend. That'd be fun. Anyway, that's the predictions I got. So unless you guys got something else, let's wrap it out of here. Mari?
No, I'm excited to join you next week and to see this fight and see what actually goes down.
Fair enough. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in once again. We as always, appreciate your listenership. And tell your friends. Let them know we're out there if they're fans of Jersey Shore. If they're not, convert them. Such a good show, and we love talking about it. And call in, too. The number is 424-256-1729. We know we've been on and off schedule, but we will be back on a regular schedule right after the show, hopefully starting next week. And if that is the case, we will have Scott Jeffries. I forget his name. I probably should learn it. He's one of the producers on the show. He wants to come in studio and do the show with us. So we have a lot of stuff coming up. KWOW will probably be back. And we're going to get a lot of D-Train, Behar will probably be back. Ed Hardy Bowling will probably be back.
Christina Beat'em-Down Beatty.
There you go. And as always, Ian Kaiser Sose. And thank you for listening. Download the Stitcher app for listening on the go on your smartphones. And apart from that, keep tuning on Ustream. Thanks as always.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.